This fall brings major changes for the nearly 50 million children in public schools in this country. There are tough new federal standards for school performance and a budget crisis that has forced cutbacks in many states. In a moment, we'll talk about a proposed voucher program for students in the nation's capital, and we'll hear about new fees some schools are charging to take up the budget slack.
But first, school choice provisions in the No Child Left Behind Act. The federal education law requires that students in schools that don't meet performance goals be given the chance to transfer elsewhere. NPR's David Shaper reports that the choices are often few and far between.
A group of kids straggles down a Chicago sidewalk to the door of Dineen Elementary School as an assistant principal urges them to hurry inside.
All right, come on, guys. School starts at 8:40, not 8:50.
Weary-eyed students and their parents often struggle to adjust to the first week of classes. But complicating things this year, many families just found out a few weeks ago their schools failed to meet academic standards set by the No Child Left Behind Act, so they're eligible to choose a higher score in school. Jackie Young jumped at the chance.
And I wanted my kids in a better school. The school they was at was Bessie Ross, and Bessie Ross is bad.
Illinois school officials notified the Chicago Board of Education only a month ago that a whopping 365 city schools failed to meet No Child Left Behind benchmarks on state standardized tests last year. So the system has to offer seats at desks in better performing schools to 60% of its pupils. That's 270,000 students. Chicago officials say most of the schools not on the underperforming list are already above capacity, so they could only find just over 1,000 openings. Close to 20,000 students requested transfers, including Young's two oldest children.
And they say they're supposed to get a response by August the 30th, so our kids could go to these schools. I haven't heard anything, nothing.
Chicago school officials say that's because her kids likely weren't picked in the lottery for those few available seats. Chicago school CEO Arnie Duncan says he supports the goals of No Child Left Behind. But for a district as large as Chicago, he says implementing the complex mandates in just a few short weeks is impractical.
No Child Left Behind was burdensome, there's no question. Our staff has spent hundreds and hundreds of hours on things that have little to do with opening schools.
Nationwide, officials in school districts large and small say complying with No Child Left Behind is a bureaucratic nightmare. The law tells rural districts that have just one school to ask neighboring districts to take their kids. But that's no solution in Cairo, Illinois, a small town at the southern tip of the state. Superintendent Robert Isom says most neighboring schools are on the troubled list, too.
The closest school district that would not have eventually ended up on the list is probably in Kentucky, which is out of state.
Schools that are in state but are more than an hour away refuse to take Cairo students. Statewide, the Illinois Board of Education identified almost 600 schools that fall short of No Child Left Behind standards. But so far, no other schools are willing to accept kids from failing schools outside of their district.
No Child Left Behind is basically angered, frustrated, infuriated, moved to tears a lot of parents.
Julie Westerhoff is executive director of a Chicago group, Parents United for Responsible Education.
We are hearing from a lot of parents who feel that they're not being given a real choice.
It's a tough law, and it should be.
Dan Langan is a spokesman for the U.S. Department of Education.
For too long, too many students have been left behind.
Langan says districts of all shapes and sizes all across the country are finding creative ways to comply with the law, and the department will work with struggling districts to help improve educational offerings. But he warns districts that fail to offer choice could lose federal Title I funding intended to help low-income students. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.